little ditty about pickleball, an addicting game that's fun for all. I really want to be a pickleball star. Some say I can't, they say it's too hard. Oh yeah, pickleball, of all the racket games, it's the most fun of all.
Hello, fellow picklers. Welcome to another episode of Pickleball Chat. My name's Kitty. I'm here with my partner, Donna. We have a very special guest today. Donna, would you like to introduce our guest?
Yes. Hi, Dave. Dave Fox here from Pickleplex. Real excited to have you here talking to the community about this awesome place that you've got going for us over there in Punta Gorda.
Yes, we're very excited about the new complex, Pickleplex. And we're looking forward to a lot of good things in that area by Florida Southwestern College.
Awesome.
So I know this. We just had a big tournament over there this past weekend, and we filled every one of those courts up. If it wasn't for the rain, everything would have been perfect.
Yes, but, you know, actually Pickleball Global came down to our facility, Pickleplex, and they brought $100,000 prize money to bring several. And when I say several, we're talking about 50 pros to the area, and as well as different level pickleball players. And we didn't know what to expect, to be honest with you. This was the first national and global tournament that we ever had in Punta Gorda. We were filling up the hotels, restaurants, and so I think the revenue brought to the Punta Gorda, Charlotte County area was fantastic.
Oh, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of obvious benefits to the community, and then there's some that, you know, are kind of under the radar, like, you know, people going out to breakfast, all those kind of things. So, tell us a little bit how Pickleplex started. Some of our listeners aren't familiar with the facility. If you could give us a little general description and how it came about, Dave, that'd be great.
Okay, absolutely. Actually, there was a group of us, when I say a group, playing at Gilchrist Park. Well, myself and Ted Kegris, the president of Pickleplex, the directors, decided that we needed a bigger venue. At Gilchrist, we were waiting 45 minutes just to get on the court.
Yeah.
It was so packed. So Ted and I, we drove around and looking for areas where we can possibly put Pickleplex. We couldn't find nothing, really, because the land was so expensive. We just couldn't find a place for it because this was going to be all donated. And we volunteered our time to get this thing going.
Right.
We had our mayor. At the time, she was a councilwoman, Nancy Prafke. And she became a liaison to the Pickleplex board. And she had many contacts. And one of her contacts was Florida Southwestern College. So we've talked to the president at the time. And we talked and we talked, and he talked to his board at the college, and they said that they would lease it out to us, very inexpensive. So that was the first plug where we said, hey, this could be a goal at Pickleplex. We told him our plans, our designs, and originally it's supposed to have 32 courts, outdoor courts. Eight indoor courts with a restaurant, a pro shop, and a fitness center.
Right.
So, anyways, working through donations, which was very difficult, we finally managed, and we still owe money on it, but we're paying it off through tournaments. We had our first 16 courts finally ready to go last May of 2019.
Right.
And now we're looking forward to go to another 32 courts with a center court.
Wow.
So
soon? Is this some?
Well, it all depends on the money and sure. the donations we can get, whether it be we're hoping that the county can help us mm-hmm. or other, you know, yeah. big donators to get us going to put the other set of courts in.
Did the county put up any money so far, Dave?
At this point, no.
Okay.
They've listened, and yeah. they seem very interested yeah. in what we had.
Yeah.
I think it's like a wait and see.
Yeah.
Okay. We were asking for money, but nothing was there. So, you know, mm-hmm. being smart commissioners, they go, well, we can't put money up if we don't see nothing.
Right.
And we don't know what it's going to turn out to be.
Right. Now they see.
Now they see what it is.
Mm-hmm.
They saw the media. They yep. saw the yep. national attention that Pickleplex mm-hmm. received this past week at the
sure.
at the national tournament, bringing pros into the right. facility and the economy shooting up. So I think they're aware of what Pickleplex can actually bring to the community. Now, we also have volunteers. And since this is a 501c3, it's all volunteers. Nobody makes money. But the money from the tournaments and donations goes right towards Pickleplex.
Right.
All nice. Right. To further pay the utilities mm-hmm. on the facility mm-hmm. and to put money away for the second part of phase two.
Okay. How soon do you see phase two starting? Is there a general timeline?
Right now, we're talking with the college, and we're talking with the city, and we will be talking with the county and see where we can go from this. I think it's a win-win situation because, as you can read in the papers, the county's constantly putting new pickleball courts in here and
true.
There.
True.
But they also have to maintain these courts.
Mm-hmm.
At Pickleplex, it's in our heart. And we do it all volunteer, and we take care of the courts
yeah.
to make sure they're top-notch. In fact, we're probably one of the top facilities in the country
yeah.
Of pickleball.
That's
I mean, the
stuff.
Courts are the
That's
same
awesome.
You know, all over.
Right.
However, you know, we got the people.
We do.
And just like the last tournament you brought up, I mean, it rained 3 times
right.
during the tournament in 1 day.
I cleaned the courts.
Thank you.
Right.
And you see, that's
and,
what we
right,
have.
Exactly.
We have the volunteers
the heart,
that
like
went out and they
yep.
cleaned the courts to
yeah.
to continue this tournament so they wouldn't be, lose a step.
Right. And yeah. there were so many accolades and tributes from the pros that they put in writing. Kyle Yates, for one, that mm-hmm. said made such a high praise for Pickleplex and its volunteers because, yeah, we were out there cleaning off the courts and, you know, I only did it 1 day, but there were people like my partner here who was there every day,
yeah.
you know, and I don't know, you know, I've never been to other facilities to see what kind of volunteer base they have, but it looked pretty impressive to me from
yes.
where I was sitting.
You know, I've been to the Opens at Naples.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And one thing they concentrate in the Naples Open is the main court. And they don't really worry about the other courts surrounding
okay.
the main court. Here at Pickleplex, with our volunteers, and they just not did it one time, not twice, three times in 1 day,
courts, yep.
they went out there and they dried them courts
yep.
off for pickleball play.
Right, yeah.
And you don't see that in other places.
No. And, yeah, it was great to watch. It was great to watch the whole team in action. And it was certainly great to watch the pro players. I know Donna and I had some front row seats, and we were just in heaven, weren't we, Dee Dee?
Yeah, it was so fun watching them play. They're great. Do you know how many countries were represented at that tournament?
I want to say there was 12 countries
represented
here right in Punta Gorda for this tournament.
I know I talked to some people from Germany and from Scotland.
I was just impressed with the attitude of the players, the friendliness of them. I mean, these are... You know, young, anywhere from 13 years old all the way up to, I don't know, in the 50s. But you couldn't find a nicer, more pleasant group of people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was a joy, actually, to interact with them.
Right. Plus, you forgot to mention that we had senior pros.
Oh, that's right.
And
the senior pros
from 50 to
yeah.
beyond.
Right.
And they're, you know.
They were fun to watch, too.
Yes, they were.
There are no slouches on those courts.
No, they're not.
Uh-uh. That's for sure.
Did you happen to get feedback from some of the players at the end of the tournament? Or what kind of positives could you glean from this first big experience?
Well, they were happy with the community. First of all, many, many residents, excuse me, took in the pros into their homes.
Oh, that's right.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
so that helped out.
Mm-hmm.
They were elated with the complex. They couldn't, you know, believe such a beautiful complex here in Punta Gorda. Now, as far as the way the tournament was run, that would go towards Pickleball Global.
Right.
We've just rented our courts to them so they can play.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we wouldn't have no feedback on that as of yet.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. I know there was some, you know, talk about Pickleball Global not doing things exactly the way that they were supposed to, according to some people. But you know what? It was the first time. And whenever you have an undertaking this large for the first time, there's always going to be little bugs that you have to iron out for next time.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, you know, that's how we learn.
Exactly.
And that's how they learn to get better.
Right, exactly.
And, you know, we take all that in. In fact, we even take the criticisms in for our own tournaments when we hear stuff that could be negative throughout the throughout the tournament. We take it, and we want to make sure that we jump on that so we have a perfect tournament when we have our own personal tournament.
Because all feedback is good, really.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you don't listen to the criticism, shame on you.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
You're only grow from it.
Mm-hmm. And we've got another tournament coming up.
This week.
Starting tomorrow.
Yeah.
Starting tomorrow. We have our grand opening tournament at Pickleplex.
Wow.
And people ask me, they go, how can you have a grand opening tournament when you already had three previous tournaments? Well, a little story behind that is that when we built Pickleplex, many of the volunteers came out. They helped us build Pickleplex as well as the contractors, but we were trying to save money. And when I say many, I'm talking 20 to 30 volunteers came out to help build Pickleplex. Now, we could have had our grand opening back in May when we first opened, but they all went up north, a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
And we promised them that we wouldn't have a grand opening tournament till they all came back.
Yeah.
But we still needed tournaments to pay for the utilities, so
right.
we had small tournaments throughout the summer.
Right.
And when they came back, and now they're back, and we have one of the largest tournaments ever in Punta Gorda. In fact, there's probably more people in this tournament than Pickleball Global.
Yeah, I think I
minus
heard,
the pros. Was
right.
it like 470 registrants?
We have 482.
Right, that's a lot of players.
482. And I got to tell you, we're all about children. We went to the high schools and the college, and we donated their entrance fee so they can play in this tournament free.
Oh, great.
And
that's
they
great.
Can earn medals. And yeah. we want the children to be a part of pickleball.
Absolutely. We got to get those younger people involved. And
that's
it's starting to be
idea.
More and more. It's great to see.
And what we did in the summertime, we had youth groups, we had the YMCA, we had schools come there, and we gave them free lessons and training. The bus would drop them off, and we had volunteers again from the summer work with the children to get them, first of all, introduce pickleball to them, and then teach them how to play.
Mm-hmm.
Every Friday we did throughout the summer.
I saw that. Ricky
great
was
idea.
Out there. I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, and in addition, when the college resumed this past fall, they had gym classes out there. We gave them the course for gym classes, and they came out, and they were learning pickleball right there at
Pickleplex. I saw that, too, and they seemed delighted to learn it.
Yes, they did.
They were really exuberant players.
Yes, they were.
That's a great thing, Dave. How can you tell us what people in the community can do in terms of volunteering, we know, but what kind of donations could people make if they wanted to help financially?
We have several ways to donate to Pickleplex. We have our paver part where you donate $100, and you can be a part of Pickleplex forever. You can get a brick and put whatever you want on a paver, and we'll put it right there in our walk. You'll be part of Pickleplex forever with your name there.
That's pretty cool.
And there's another way you can actually donate right at our website at pickleplex.org.
Mm-hmm.
Again, we are a 501c3, so it's all tax write-offs.
Yep.
So that's a good thing.
Yes, it is.
And other ways we sell shirts the money goes towards Pickleplex. Mm-hmm. We're also having a fundraiser. in Punta Gorda at the, I'm not sure what's it, it's the lodge over there on Taylor Road, and I can't think of the name of the lodge.
VA, the Legion?
Legion
over there? Yeah.
And March 8th, and we have American Made coming there.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Wow.
Everyone loves that band. They're a great band.
They're absolutely a great band. And, you know, for $25, it's in the afternoon from 1 to 4. We have tickets. People are selling tickets. You'll get lunch, lunch, and then you go outside and listen to American Made.
Nice. So, how about you, Dee Dee?
I'll do it. I want a brick, too.
I know, me too. So everybody, come on down to the Legion on March 8th and pony up some money for a brick, like
Jeez,
Dave said.
$25, that's a pretty good deal with lunch, too.
Lunch, too, yep.
Nice.
So, and one of our sponsors, Beef O'Brady's.
Oh, that's right.
They're helping us. They're paying for all the food.
Wow.
So we can make money.
Boy, they've done a lot.
They have.
The tournaments, they've been helping out, I
noticed. Some incredible sponsors.
Yes, we do. Beef O'Brady's is awesome.
Yep.
So I can't say enough about Chris Lanzo.
Yeah, he's the best.
Yes, he is.
He's got a great organization over there. He helps the community a lot in a lot of different
ways.
The
high school and everything.
Yep.
So, you know, this complex really is bringing the community together. It's in so many ways. I mean, you just talked about volunteers coming from the community. We've got students coming and learning the game. It's a beautiful facility. It keeps people active outside. I just don't see any downsides to this. It's just been great.
You know, it's funny you say that because we were worried. We put a soundproof fence up so we wouldn't disturb the children in the college.
Right.
Well, I tell you, it's working very well. And they are so pleased with Pickleplex. They didn't know what to expect either. They just know pickleball was coming to their area at the college. They thought it might be rowdiness. They just didn't know.
Right.
And they've come several times, including the security, and said, this is the greatest thing that happened at Florida Southwestern.
Wow.
Very well disciplined. They clean up after themselves.
Yeah.
And they're elated. They can't believe it.
That's great.
So it looks like the future for this complex is not far away, really, for the growth that we're seeing. And
we're hoping that. Yeah. We definitely hope that. And I think with the right people, I think that we can make this grow and make Florida Southwestern a huge place on the map, Southwestern Florida.
So just to kind of recap, I'm curious if you I know that it's not completely in your control, but if you were to talk about the phases, we've completed phase one at Pickleplex, right? Where do you see the timeline for phase two and phase three? And if you could best estimate, how do you see the end?
Okay. We're hoping, because we have another huge tournament coming in October, a national tournament, a $40,000 purse for the pickleball players in October. And this tournament, they stop at different major cities. They go to Tennessee, they go to Cincinnati, they go to Chicago.
That's the lead up to the, right.
And the finals would be right here in Punta Gorda.
Ooh.
So our goal is to have at least 8 plus a center court by
More. October.
By September, yeah.
Oh my gosh, I didn't realize it was
so
that.
So we're really pushing to get that done.
Yeah. Great.
So that would be, 24 courts by then, you're hoping?
We're hoping for at least 24 courts plus a center court.
Wow, that's nice.
Now, when the center court's not in use, that can convert to another 3 courts.
Oh, boy.
Oh, okay. So is the center court for, the playoffs kind of thing?
Yeah, the playoffs to be covered.
Okay.
So our volunteers don't have to go out there.
We don't have to worry about rain for that one.
Oh, it'd be covered.
Yeah.
That's
covered.
Great.
Yeah. Yep.
Wow.
Is that what they have in Naples? Do they have covered center court?
Yes, they do have center.
So.
Covered center court. So.
Wow, that's exciting. So October's not far away.
Yeah, keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
We need it for these tournaments. And for Pickleball Global to come back, you know, we need to get roll bigger for them to come back. So.
Yeah. That's great. That's really good. I'm so happy to hear that. One, as a player, but even as a part of the community of Punta Gorda.
Exactly.
I know we missed the courts being available to us when the tournament was going on, and
we
realized
<do. laughs>
how quickly the rec centers just aren't is nice.
Well, once you play at Pickleplex, it's like, you know, flying first class and going back to coach.
Exactly.
Know? Absolutely.
I mean, you know, it's kind of tough that way.
And well, that's why, you know, we really want another 16 plus 3 because when we do have tournaments, the public can still come there and play.
Yeah. So. And will it always be free? I mean, for open play, or is that?
As long as we can keep getting donations and bringing camps there to pay for the utilities.
Okay.
And once that stops, to be honest with you, we still got to pay the utilities.
Right.
And since we are a 501c3, we have no money coming in to pay for that. So we're trying our darndest to keep it free for the public. And we just hope the county and the city can
help us there. I think the county should pony up.
The city's already helped. Haven't they, with the water and some of the from what I understand, some of the utilities.
Plus, with the advertising, they upped up about $73,000.
Wow.
So,
I know it's like, to me, it's important that the people on the city council, we get some that are pickleball lovers, because they will be there to support and help grow with the growth of the facility. So, well, Dave, thank you so much for coming here today to talk with us and for sharing all the good news about Pickleplex. We're so, believe me, Kitty and I, we're so thankful for the facility and for all the hard work that you guys do. And I'm really looking forward to seeing this thing grow even bigger.
Yeah.
So am I. And I want to thank you for having me here.
Of course.
And remember, you know, we all own Pickleplex.
Yes.
It's just the boards. We need somebody to direct it.
Right.
But we all own it. It's our facility. Yeah. So.
And I just want to say a personal thanks to you, Dave, because you and Ted, you know, took the initiative and started the whole ball rolling. And you just must be so proud. I would be. I mean, it's a great accolade.
It's an accomplishment.
Yes,
it really is.
Yes, it's a wonderful thing.
Yeah.
So let's just wrap up with the tournaments that are coming up. But there's one this weekend, and we have one in October, and there'll be more throughout the
year. Plus, we have our own personal tournament, the Sweetheart Tournament.
That'll be fun.
A lot of exciting things coming up that we'll be reporting on.
That's right. And the Peace River Picklers, they're actively helping with the Pickleplex, correct?
We name Peace River Picklers their home. That's their home. Right. And Pickleplex is a facility, but it's the home of the Peace River Picklers.
Wow.
Nice.
So that's our host. That's our host, Donna.
All right. Until the next time.
Yes.
Thank you for
joining
us.
Great to have you on, Dave. Thanks for everything.
Thank you.